You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. Indian benchmark indices BSE Sensex. NSE Nifty 50 are likely to see a muted start on Tuesday amid mixed global cues. Ahead of the session, SGX Nifty was marginally up in green, with Nifty futures trading 54 PTAs or 0.29% higher on the Singapore Exchange. Mindtree, L&T Infotech, LIC, NDTV, Zomato, NBCC India, Apollo Tyres and Adani Group are some of the stocks that would remain in focus for the day. Moving on, according to experts, the gap in market share between large private banks and their mid-sized peers is likely to widen going ahead, as various mid-sized banks are saddled with legacy issues, which have hindered their ability to grow incremental market share. Data from ICRA showed that the advances market share of ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, Axis Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank rose to 73% in June 2022 from 68.5% in March 2016. Similarly, deposit market share of these four banks grew to 72.5% in June 2022 from 68.1% in March 2018. Analysts believe that while mid-sized lenders like Yes Bank had begun to gain market share at a rapid pace, they came under the Reserve Bank of India scanner and this put a halt to their ascent. In another development, retail inflation dropped to 6.77% in October, compared with a five-month peak of 7.41% in the previous month, while wholesale price inflation hit a 19-month low of 8.39%. Signaling that the price pressure in the economy may have peaked, the official data released on Monday offer some breather to the fiscal and monetary authorities ahead of the presentation of the next year's budget. Analysts still expect the Reserve Bank of India to go for a fifth round of rate hike this fiscal in December to try and bring retail inflation within its medium-term target of 2-6%. Inflation based on the consumer price index has breached the upper limit of the RBI's target for a 10th straight month now. The broad-based decline in inflation across food, fuel and manufactured goods segment in the two price gauges in October came on the back of easing global commodity prices amid slowing demand due to a tightening of interest rates by key central banks. Meanwhile, continuing on its decision to exit most international businesses, Zomato also informed the Bombay Stock Exchange that it would be shutting down its operations in the United Arab Emirates. In 2019, Zomato had sold its food delivery business in the UAE to the Delivery Hero Group for roughly $172 million. The Berlin-based food delivery firm had said that it entered into an agreement with Zomato to buy its business via Delivery Hero's wholly owned subsidiary, Talabat Middle East Internet Services Company, LLC. These developments come after Zomato reported an improvement in its financial health. Its losses reduced considerably from ₹251 crore in the September quarter, lower when compared with ₹430 crore in the same period of the previous financial year. In other developments, retail food inflation declined to 7.01% in October from 8.6% in September, mostly driven by decline in prices of edible oils, meat products, pulses and onions. Inflation in the food and beverages category also declined to 7.04% in October from 8.4% in September. According to traders, the food prices could soften further with the onset of winter months, which would give a boost to the harvesting of fruits and vegetables. However, a clutch of items like potato, tomato, wheat, rice, bananas and milk products saw sharp price increases in October. Inflation in potato and tomato rose 43.06% and 13.89% respectively. In October, onion price inflation was down 20.5% on year. The country's potato output in the 2021-22 July-June crop year declined to 53.6 million ton from a record 56.1 megaton in 2020-21. Similarly, tomato output declined to 20.30 megaton in 2021-22 from a record 21.18 megaton in the previous year. Lastly, low-cost carrier SpiceJet reported its biggest ever standalone quarterly net loss at Rs. 838 crore for the quarter ended September 2022. Adverse foreign exchange rates, fuel prices and pricing pressure were the primary reason behind the net loss, which increased 49% compared to the same quarter last year. The foreign exchange loss for the quarter stood at Rs. 260 crore, while the aviation turbine fuel expense nearly doubled to Rs. 1,226 crore. Total revenue from operations jumped 45% to Rs. 1,953 crore during the reporting quarter. The company stated that its EBITDA loss jumped nearly fourfold to Rs. 413 crore. SpiceJet's net loss overshot the Bloomberg estimate of Rs. 614 crore. While revenue fell short of the estimates of Rs. 2,170 crore, the company's net worth was negative Rs. 5,910 crore. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.